You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did it after 8 o'clock. Appreciate you hanging out with your boys in the morning. Oh, it's funny. You know, I was putting together the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today, and I did reference the story about Rick Astley.
Google him, kids.
People have been Rickrolling for years. You can Google that as well. Mm-hmm. But it's paying off handsomely for the British singer because his YouTube official video now has over a billion views.
Yeah.
So. And that makes him some serious bank.
I bet.
So.
Such a good song, too, isn't it, Tom? Does it bring back memories of the late 80s?
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is you look back now at the song, and those of us who were disc jockeys when this song was out, no idea that, you know, what, 34, how when did the song come out? 87, 88, 33, 34 years later, that it would have this type of mystique.
It would turn
to
into
us, it was just another pop record. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Y108. Here's the new Rick Astley song. Yeah. It's called Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So anyway, but congrats to him, really. Because he's put up with a lot of crap over the years, and now he's able to go to the bank and laugh about it all. Hey, we're going to do a mind bender in 30 minutes. And then in 1 hour, Jeremy, it is a long time, first time.
That's right. Yeah, you can call us if you've never had it before.
So that's coming up. But in the meantime, let's take care of a little note we got.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
People do send us old-fashioned email, and we enjoy it. We love it. You can also write to us on Facebook. That's where probably 80% of the messages come in.
Yeah, we monitor that all morning, too, and reply back all morning. So hit us up if you're listening.
This comes from No Name Please, and yet she says, call me Star Princess.
Okay. SP for short.
I'll do that. That's good. I like it.
Okay.
She writes, boys, our office just reopened after having everyone work remotely for 16 months. And we got back to a new boss who seems really friendly and cool. Until he sent out an all-staff email about the new, quote, house rules, end quote, as he calls them. And then she says, I won't comment on them. I'll just share his five rules and let you offer your usual witty banter about each one. But just so you know, this is not a joke. We all got this email on Tuesday.
Okay.
Now, before we read his five rules, which some of them you'll say, yeah, that's a legit, that's really good, it's a great rule. It's just that all of these at once, I think, I'm the new boss, here are the new rules.
Little overload, maybe? Rule overload?
Maybe.
This guy's looking to make his mark, man.
And some of them are head scratchers. But it could also lead to you calling us and saying, you think that's something, we got a rule at our office that's blank.
Mm-hmm.
And then let us know what it is. 303-691-1649. Star Princess, the first rule that they got emailed to them was no cursing. Well, now doesn't that take all the fun out of the office?
All right. Well, yeah, it does. I need to know, is this like a place of business where clients are coming in and out and stuff? Maybe some salty language and... that one's probably appropriate.
Look, here's the only problem I have with cursing in the office is when people, A, overdo it unnecessarily, so it just becomes gratuitous, and B, when they don't use it properly.
Sure. All right,
if you're
going to
plug in a curse word, you got to put it in just the right spot at just the right time.
It's got to have a little punch.
I don't care what any of you say. Cursing is an art form.
It is.
And that's why the comedians who get up on stage and say it every third word, after a while, that's not art anymore. You've got to know exactly when you need to insert that. Boom, right then.
Yeah, but at the office, I don't know.
All right.
Probably shouldn't be doing that. Okay, I agree with that one.
Number two, foods in fridge no longer than 36 hours and must be labeled. And then it went on to say something about after 36 hours, they will A, throw everything away, and B, write up, I guess, the people whose names are...
It's too short. That's too short a time. 72 hours, I think, would be appropriate.
Well, I don't know. If you put something in the fridge, let's say Tuesday morning,
that
gives you until close of business Wednesday afternoon to either consume it or throw it out.
Are they talking creamer? If you bring in creamer for your milk, like that's going to be in there for a week.
No, they're talking about like bringing your foods. Like, here's my leftover burrito.
Well, what if I bring a yogurt? I got to eat it within 36 hours, and I have to put my name on it with a sticky note?
I think they're not talking about pre-packaged that are still sealed foods. This sounds to me like if somebody brings in, here's a Tupperware with my meatloaf and mashed potatoes, they don't want it in there for 4 weeks. I'm on board with number two.
All right. I need 72 hours for my meatloaf.
Well, then get a load of number three, because this sounds like you.
Okay.
No, and this is a quote, no overly busy shirts. Tone down the shirts, people.
As I'm in like an all black t-shirt today. Yeah, I like this. I don't want a busy shirt. It's distracting. And if it's overly busy, it's very unprofessional looking, I think.
I guess. Crazy
patterns and...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Again, it's a place of business. He wants people to look professional and put together. You don't want a shirt with a million palm trees on it.
Or pineapples, right?
Or
because
pineapples.
It shows you're a swinger.
No swingers in the office.
Rule number four. Boy, this is one that's going to get you because you are a backer, Jeremy. The rule is no backing into parking spaces, please. It's inherently dangerous.
I back every day into my spot here.
I can't help it. I laugh my butt off at people who are perpetual backers.
So all I do is back up. I love it. And quick getaway. Boom.
Quick getaway, my butt.
Get out.
Here's the funny thing. I was at, I went to my P.O. box last weekend. I like to go on the week, like on Sunday, because the post office is deserted. There's nobody there, right? So I don't worry about walking amongst a lot of, you know, COVID
the
and everything.
The public?
Yeah. There was one car that was pulling into the parking lot. Otherwise, the entire massive parking lot is empty. Not a vehicle to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
One guy in a pickup truck pulled in.
Yeah.
And backed into the parking space.
As he should.
It's an empty parking lot. There's not a car in there, and there won't be. And he's backing into the space.
There's something about it that makes you feel like you are saving time when you go to leave. For some reason, even if it's an empty parking lot, there's just something psychological about, I'm in, I can drive straight.
Listen to
me. There's no, you know, even though you are looking back as you get there to back up, there's no looking back when you leave. And there's something about that.
It's the same amount of time.
It's exact same amount of time.
It saves you no time. You're either backing in when you get there, you know, or you're backing out or whatever when you leave. It's the same amount of time.
I know, but it's just... Honestly, like if you go into any pickup truck.
Why don't you save time when you get there and just pull in?
If you go into any pickup truck manual, like within the first few pages, there's a thing in there that says you have to back up. So it's in the manual. It's in
the
owner's guide.
You know how I feel about pickup truck drivers, all right? So, I mean, that's why I could never live in Parker. I don't have
you.
A white pickup truck. They would not allow me. I went to like buy a place down in Parker, Colorado, and they said, okay, first of all, do you drive a white pickup? I said, no. And they're like, sorry. And
you got to go.
Yeah, and then they just, you know, they took my application and they just like, you know, because I didn't have a white pickup truck.
What's your beef with the pickup? I personally think they intimidate you. It's too much vehicle for you. You can't handle it.
I got news for you. I would drive a pickup truck.
Would you?
I just don't want to be a pickup truck driver. My beef is not with the vehicles. It's with the drivers.
What? So what's your beef with me?
You're a backer. You're an unnecessary backer.
God.
And you take up like three spaces when you park.
Well, I don't like dents.
Because you back in at an angle, so you take up three spaces.
I don't like dents. If I'm way out in the parking lot, I'm taking up two. I don't like the dents. Sorry. All right, what's the
are we
rule?
Taking a call before we get
you
to number five? Because Zach wants to talk about backing, I think. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning, what do you got to say?
Curious if you thought about what if it's part of your profession on a daily basis and it becomes like second nature to back into space.
It's just routine for
when you're in a pickup truck. Yeah.
Like an 18-wheeler having to back his trailer into the loading dock at King Supers? Is that what you're talking about?
Are you backing a lot?
No, I'm talking about like just pulling into the office or up to the shop. You know, it's required. There's big signs sometimes in front of construction sites that say back in required, you know.
Yes, and the people who work at construction sites, Zach, what kind of vehicles do they drive? Pickup trucks.
Because you're loading things into the bed. It's manual labor. Dom's never heard of that, Zach.
Listen, we all know it's ridiculous, the backing thing, and yet people will fight to the death to defend it, even though in their brain they're like, I know this is stupid, but I'm going to defend it.
There's something easier about getting out of your spot, though, when you got a long vehicle like a truck, and you can just pull out. There's something easier about it.
Why wouldn't you make it easier getting into the space?
What do you mean?
Well, again, it's the same maneuver. You're either backing in or backing out. So if you're going to make it easier to pull out, you're making it harder.
No. Because a lot of times when you pull in with a truck, boom, you're in. That's fine. And then the next thing you know, you come out, okay? And there's two Suburbans parked across from you that are sticking out longer than your parking spot.
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult to back out your truck.
What if the Suburbans are
there?
What if the Suburbans are there when you get there and you're trying to do the backing move?
I don't know. It's just something easier about whipping in.
One way or the other, you're going to have to go through the exact same procedure. Coming or going.
I get it. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We got more. And these are all dudes, too. I would also point out that 94% of people who are backers are men. 6% of women, 94% of the backers are men. It's just not something chicks do. Am I right, Joey?
Oh, I would have to agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you want to say?
Yeah, so, first off, to go off of that, my wife refuses to, like, back into parking spots, but, hey, I'll give her that. That's fine. I just want to say I work in law enforcement, and I would say about 98% of cops also back into their parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
Quick getaway, right?
Get the perps, to go get the bad guys,
right?
You got to hurry.
That's right.
Yeah, when you're parking your car, you know, you're done doing whatever you're doing. You've got time to spare, but when you're leaving, you might be going to an emergency, so you don't have time to be looking
slow,
over your shoulder.
It's a slow back out.
So the guy in the pickup. Yeah, so yeah, the guy in the pickup truck at the post office. I need to automatically assume that he's a law enforcement agent.
No,
and
he's got a turf
hurry.
Situation. He's got to go pick up turf.
Hurry and get out of there.
Well, you never know, but that could apply for just a citizen, too. If you're going somewhere, you got all the time in the world, but you never know if you got to leave quickly.
Yeah, you're at Kohl's, you're like, oh, my God, it's time to pick up my kids from school. Boom, out.
Fair enough. Exactly. Fair enough, Joey. Thank you for being on the show, buddy. We appreciate
you
listening.
And then going back a step, if I pulled in and there were two Suburbans on the other side, I just wouldn't park there.
Right.
Because I'll know if I go to leave, then they're still there. It'll be hard to get out.
Listen, we're getting off track here. I see we have 10,000 phone calls for these rules, and we're about 7 minutes over. We're so late.
We haven't even got to rule number five at this.
We haven't even done rule five. And can I just, for the record, before we get on with our lives, yes, I do personally back into parking spaces occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the people who do it, like the guy at the post office who are 100% of the time. Like, if you go to the Buell, all right, to see a show at the DCPA, and you park in that parking garage at the Buell, Jeremy, you've been there.
Absolutely.
You damn well better back into that parking space when you get there, because there's not that many cars coming in at the same time.
There's no getting out if you don't.
Getting out, you're not getting out if you have just pulled into that parking space.
Yep.
So there are times.
I don't know why this is so just frustrating to me. Like, I'm mad.
What are you mad about, buddy?
I'm just, like, internally mad at this whole conversation.
But talk to me, Bunky. Why?
I just am. It's just so frustrating.
Do you feel like you got picked on?
No, I don't feel like it. It's just a whole, like, you know, walk a mile in their shoes. Like, I don't think you fully understand because you don't drive a truck.
Oh, you're just mad about the pickup truck thing.
I'm mad about the pickup truck and backing. I'm just mad. I'm a little down now.
Are you mad at me?
Kinda.
You don't like me right now, do you?
I'm a little, I don't like this feeling.
Are you mad at me, or is it one of those like truth hurts things?
I don't. Maybe it could be that. Cause yeah, like logically, I know. I get everything that you said, but I'm just.
Should
still,
we stop working together?
But I'm just. Is it time?
Is this what
Did we
breaks
break
us
up,
up?
Over backing what, up my truck?
Is this what breaks up the Dom and
it
Jeremy
might
show?
Might be, man.
Is that
like, I am more angry about this than I should be.
I made fun like, of backers.
I'm just holding a lot in right now. So
say it. No, get
no,
it
no,
out.
No, no, no. I don't. I want to move on from this. God, the phone's exploded. And
no, get
just,
it out.
You just
I
don't
mean,
get
if we
it.
Need to break
no,
up,
no, you just don't get it because you
let
don't
me ask
drive
you
a truck. So.
If we break up, who gets the show?
I don't know.
Because one of us would have to leave.
Yeah, you can have the show. That's fine.
Well, but, you know, they people say, you know, we need, you know, new blood and everything. The old guy's been doing it a long time. Just give it to
We're
Jeremy.
We're not breaking up. We're not breaking up, but I don't know. I just am.
Well, I don't want to continue to work with you if you hate
I'm more
me,
angry
so.
About this than I should be. So when we're done, before the mind bender, I'm probably just going to make a loop. I'll take a little walk around the office and cool down a little bit, and we'll move on. It'll be fine. We're all professionals here. I'll move on. I'll bury my anger. I'll go home and cry and complain to my wife about my, you know, workplace environment. She'll hear about it all this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday's going to be a banger of a show. So things
Let me
are going to be
answer something.
Fine.
Does Nicole back into parking spaces?
No.
So she's on my side with this. So if you go home and bitch to your
women,
wife about Dom, you're going to say, Dom doesn't like when people back in. And she's going to say, well, I feel the same way. So you're going to break up with her too?
Maybe. This whole thing could snowball into something horrible for my life. I'm never going to see my kids again.
You lose your job.
Lose my
you
job.
Lose, your
lose
kids.
My wife.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm living in a van down by the river.
Backing it into the space.
Backing
by
it
the
right
river.
Into the river. Ending it all. You know, my argument with the ladies not backing in is there's a height issue to it, too.
There's a height issue.
A height issue where I think guys sit up taller. You can see out the back window easier. You can see what's behind you. We're generally speaking, the ladies sit a little lower in the car. You can't
Not in
quite,
Colorado, they don't, because they're all up in those giant SUVs.
Now, you got to beef with the giant SUVs.
No, I love SUVs, but either everyone's sitting up high in them. You can see for days. Plus, how do they see to back out then?
Oh, my gosh. They have the giant SUVs, but they're like, you know, sitting way down in the seat. That makes it
You get your
worse.
Hands up like they're ape hangers on a motorcycle.
That's
they
right.
don't drive like that.
Yes, it's... Tiny
now you're
people.
Thinking of old people who have their little hands up.
Little Q-tips, as I call them, yeah.
It's someone that's joking. You know, if you look at the car up ahead of you and all you see are the hands on the wheel and a hat, then you know it's a guy who's like 85.
Turn signals on for about 4 miles.
It's a hat and hands, and that's all you see.
You don't want that guy backing or going straight. You just don't want that guy in the vehicle. All right, do we want to get to rule five?
No, we're never even going to say
we'll
rule
never
five.
Know.
We'll never say it.
It's fine.
If you tune in Monday, we'll give you rule number five. How's that? I'm sorry you're mad at me. Actually, I'm not. You know what?
The problem is I don't
That's
think I'm
problem.
Alone.
That's your problem. It's not mine.
No,
I'm
not
sorry.
Alone right now. I guarantee you there is thousands of people listening that are pissed off at you right now.
So what? At least they know they're alive.
I don't back up. I don't drive a truck. I don't live in Parker with a white truck.
You know I'm right about Parker and the white pickup trucks. You know it. Those of you who are listening in Parker right now, stop at an intersection, look around, count the white trucks.
I don't back in unless I'm going to an expensive theater show at the Buell in my suit and tux and blah, blah, blah. Then I'm gonna get out of there fast and go to a fancy dinner. I'm Dom Testa. I don't back it unless I know there's an $80 steak dinner after the show.
Better be more than that. $80 steak dinner. I ain't going to Applebee's. What are you talking about? $80 steak dinner is your speed, man.
Right, yeah.
They have $400
right,
steak dinner for you.
$80 appetizer, in my future.
How you talking? Crab cakes, man.
Okay, I'm in a better mood now.
Are you?
I am.
Took
I am.
A few shots at me and you feel better? Is that all it takes?
Well, you're taking shots at everybody this morning.
Not everybody.
Everybody that drives a truck. I'm done.
White pickup trucks in Parker.
Let's do traffic. It's traffic time.
All right.